You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Right now, in the Tribune Tower, in the Showcase Studio, Craig, are our three performers, because I get to include myself, all doing solo shows at Sketchfest coming up. The show, the entire Sketchfest starts on Thursday, but the women in my studio, Vicky and Kelly, I'm trying to find your last name, so I don't want to, I have a whole list of everything.
None of you guys like working with other people, is what you're saying,
No,
right?
We're not. Well, you
solo
to put your headphones
shows,
on.
Yeah.
You have to put your headphones on to hear Craig tell us that we don't like,
No, here, I'll get them. I'll get her headphones.
I got a pair for it's like a passing game. There we go. Hot potato. So Vicky. You need a microphone. What day is your show?
I am loud.
Solo show.
Yeah.
You're fine.
My show is on Sunday at 6 p.m. in the cab.
And, Sunday at 6, you're right after me. I do 5,
what?
You do 6.
Oh,
so
man.
This
boom,
button
boom,
right
boom.
Here, you can if you feel too loud. You
good.
Can
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I know. I hear myself. And I'm like, let's make this a little bit softer. And Kelly, when's your show? Kelly Bolton.
I am this Sunday at 7 p.m.
Oh, so we're doing it all in the cab?
Yeah, cab.
Boom, oh, there we go.
This is
fantastic. I love this. So what kind of a mess should I leave behind for you in the cab on the stage? Do you have what kind of tech do you have? Because I'm doing my tech tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Honestly, Patty, I canceled my tech.
Why?
Because I'm
it's
a tech person.
For her.
It's kind of tradition for me. I'm a tech person. So my show is a tech person's show. And I improvise a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't have outlines or anything to tell my tech, like what to
cues
do.
Cues and things like that.
So I write the words lights on my arms. So I have a lights up, lights down cue. And that's kind of how I do it.
You know? So music or anything? No,
I'll
visual?
Have music. I'll have music. He'll know when to take it. I usually kind of run down, you know, with the tech person, like, you know, this is kind of how it's going. Usually it's like transition music or something that just runs through the scene.
Okay.
And then, the lights always are different.
And do you have blackouts or are you doing just like one long format?
No, there's blackouts. So yeah. I think it's a left arm up. Right arm down. I don't know, something like that.
I didn't think of that system.
Yeah,
I think you should do the same thing and then just three shows in a row.
Yeah,
lights up, lights down.
I paint them on. So if you guys want to borrow my, white and black paint for your arms.
I'm actually going to add some weights to it. Or get into some, arm day while we're doing it.
That's a good combo
idea. Things.
So presumably people could buy, because you can buy a pass to all the shows. So someone could stay in the cab and watch me, then Vicky, then Kelly.
Yeah.
And then, and you have three different voices of, because mine is going to be mostly like a more long form. I'll do some different sketches, but it's all going to be kind of, I have a beginning, middle, and end, but I don't have any. Maybe I should have some blackouts. I don't mean. I should have them turn the lights off for fun. Turn the lights off. I need a moment in the dark.
You could just have her come out early and hold her hands up.
I could do that. I do.
Great. I am going to have laundry on the stage.
Okay.
Yeah. So I apologize, but I'll clean that up before you're out there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm bringing the laundry. The thing you've seen me do several times about laundry in my home. I'm bringing all the laundry to the show.
Awesome.
I'm excited. Kelly, do you
working washer? Or... No.
That's what
you guys have one at stage 773, right?
Great. Like, if I bring a washing machine on the stage and I don't say anything to anybody, I start loading the washing machine and just start talking to the audience.
Yeah, your entire show is during a load of clothes.
Right, and then I fold the laundry.
She is so provocative.
Which is the worst, right? Folding is the worst.
Well, that's the thing.
And then you have to put it away.
That's kind of the genesis behind this is my husband will wash and dry all the laundry and put it back into laundry bags and not put any of it away.
No.
So
that's my method too.
So you just drag, you just get clothes out of the laundry bag and dress yourself.
I don't mind washing and drying, but folding and putting away is painful for me.
Okay,
it is tough. It is tough.
Do you have roommates? Do you live with somebody?
No.
Are you married?
Or? No, I'm 35 and single.
That's
so.
There's a very matter of fact pattern to that.
I like to say I'm my parents' burden. I
think that we should ride that for as long as we possibly can. I think whoever you can be a burden to, I think enjoy the moment. You know, own it too. I mean, like other people, are like no, I'm they don't mind. No, I'm a burden.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm the one that they didn't marry off. So,
where are you from, Kelly?
Oh, I made a really long journey to Chicago from Elgin. So
oh, yeah.
36 miles.
Was that by Metro or did you drive it?
I mean, I live in Chicago, but I I grew up in Elgin.
I know. Yes, I wasn't sure how you how you got made that transition.
She walked it.
She walked it.
I walked it. I did. Yeah. You know, I did my own fun run.
Which we have done. Kelly and I have actually done a couple fun runs
we did,
together.
Last year.
What's a fun run?
Well,
like 5Ks that are
like 5Ks that don't make you necessarily run.
Sometimes they're not timed because we don't need that
right.
in life.
Yeah, sometimes
a lot of pressure.
You get colors thrown at you and
you
zombies.
You did
right?
blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were colored. Yeah. And it was like pouring that day. So our shirts were all tie-dyed. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, they're throwing like liquid paint at you?
No, it's
like
a powder.
Starch,
yeah.
Like colored cornstarch.
Yeah.
Like,
so you want people throwing powder at you while you're trying to run.
Well, that's what we were like, you know, it's exactly. good that it's raining because we're not inhaling it, right?
No,
I don't know how it works when it's not raining.
I think I would have hated it.
Yeah, I probably would have.
Yeah. I decided to do 5 5Ks before I turned 35, and so I was like, "Well, I need friends to come with me."
Oh,
even though
man.
It wasn't their goal, it was mine.
So did you completed all 5?
I did.
She
yeah.
did it.
So
she
you
did it.
So you did 25Ks.
Yep.
Yeah, good man.
I know.
I was like, wait,
I panicked
what?
For a second. I was like,
Yeah, she got presented with a ribbon at the end of her 5th 5K.
Uh-huh,
which,
I did.
It was a birthday ribbon, but, you know, I wrote on it to make sure it was a 5K
That was
5K
the 5K
ribbon.
That was the Biggest Loser 5K, and I was wearing a headband that said, "We'll run for donuts."
Yeah. Oh, so. Well, and that's kind of the point, isn't it? You do this, so? It's like a this, then that sort
yeah,
of situation.
For sure.
If I do
for
this,
sure.
I deserve it.
Yeah.
I've earned
it. All right, people, Biggest Losers. I will run for donuts.
Did you anyone give you a donut or just the powder that should go on a donut?
We didn't get donuts that day, did we?
No, we didn't.
We got donuts the other run that we did.
I know what I need to bring to the Stage 773 Cabaret on Sunday. Apparently, and I wonder, like, are there more solo shows after us? Is it just back-to-back solo shows?
I think so, because I'm paired up with Marla Depew, so she's doing her solo. I start off the hour with my solo show, and then she'll finish up the hour. So.
Yeah, okay. And I'm paired up with, I think, Stephen Krupa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was I supposed to pair up with somebody?
No.
I just keep talking. I was going to do a video. I mean, I'm working on it tomorrow. I guess I should probably have that done before I go to tech.
I would. As a tech person, it's kind of frustrating. You know, when somebody adds an element at the end, but
no.
If I can't get doing done, your tech.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
is it John Craig? Who does my tech?
I don't know if it's I know a guy named Sam is doing mine.
Okay.
So it might
probably
be John.
Sam. I'm
John
guessing.
Craig's doing mine. So he
oh,
might
he
be
is.
Doing yours.
All right. Oh, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to do this, Craig. 312, you can text us. 312-981-7200. I'm just going to take my playlist for the house music. Whatever music you think I should play in my pre-show, I'm going to put the list together from texters. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, see? I don't even
have
to do the work.
A lot of friends to do the work for you,
I know what music I'm coming out to. So that's,
well, okay, that's
doing
clutch.
A Casey and the Sunshine Band with Boogie Shoes.
Ooh,
nice. Man.
I'm doing She Caught the Katie, the from Blues Brothers.
Oh, that's great.
I haven't figured it out yet. So,
I'm behind.
Yeah.
And also now I have my listeners helping with my playlist.
Hey, listeners, I'm just kidding.
You can do that. What do you need? What do you need from our listeners? Do you need music?
No.
I need a
give us a mood.
A bell ding.
A what?
Like a ding. I need that sound.
Oh.
That's exactly what I need.
That's perfect.
That's for my first scene.
Sit backstage and do the bell.
Just give me your phone. I'll record it on your phone.
Thank you.
I think. Wait, do my hotkeys work? Can I do anything with her on these? Hold on a second. Let's get rid of this. What button do I have to roll up for this? There we go. Do that. And then let's find. Okay, so where? Oh, here we go. Okay, so what? How about this? Do you want to do a sound like this?
No. Generator failure. Left engine oil pressure.
You know.
Right engine oil pressure.
It's a baking scene, so I think that would work. You know, it's
that
like
seems to make sense.
I just had a scary flashback about being in my old car. I feel like that's happened. All sorts of flashing lights and digging sounds.
And if the audience is getting out of control, you just do this.
Oh, wow. Is that a towel snap? Is that?
Oh, no, it's like Vicky.
Oh, God.
Don't look at me like that, Vicky.
Stop making the eyes over
sorry,
that monitor.
Sorry, coming through.
Oh, man.
Oh,
hot guy on a bike.
And apparently, Kelly's like,
"Whoa, yeah. You're revved up, Kel."
Yeah, I'm a kitten. You know.
So, do you need any? Do you have any requests for our listeners? Is there mood music that you need for your show, Vicky?
Oh gosh.
So think about it, because we've got Tim and Micah. Tim and Micah might work on that with you too. They're coming in as well.
Yeah, they are basically human sound machines. right?
What?
Like, what was that guy from Police Academy?
Oh yeah, Michael Winslow.
Michael.
I've worked with him. That's how I've been doing this. Yes, I have. Very nice man.
He was on Icelandic TV when I was in Iceland last year.
That's
we were
true.
Like, why is Michael Winslow?
He would close on Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem.
Oh.
Like, that was his big closer, and like a big set, like they had fog machine
wow.
and like all kinds of lights. Yeah, I'm not doing that to close.
No, that sounds amazing. Yeah.
So we also, the other thing that Micah is excellent, last time we had, one of the times we've had him on, he did make Micah say things, I believe was our last game. So we'll see what we have in store for everybody tonight. We're hanging out with Vicky Coons, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
And Kelly Bolton, am I saying that also correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Kelly with a Y and Vicky with an I. So that works out very well. I'm glad that
you each chose.
Yes. More after this. Sketchfest starts on Thursday. Go to stage773.com for more information for tickets to all the shows. The three of us are performing on Sunday beginning at 5 o'clock. I'm at 5. Vicky is at 6. Kelly is at 7. And you can see all of our shows on Sunday. But there are over 146 groups performing, over 180 shows over 2 weeks. More after this on 720 WG. And it's pretty late. I saw the banner on a bus. That was cool. This is my intro music for the show that I'm doing at Stage 773. I'll be performing at Sketchfest at 6 p.m. No, 5 p.m. I'm sorry, Vicky. That's your showtime. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your showtime is at 6.
I mean, you can come at 6, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, stay. Come to my show and stay for hours and watching performers at Sketchfest. Tim and Micah are here. Is it the Tim and Micah Project again?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. That was it. That's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to find out the title of your show.
Good night and good luck.
When do you perform, gentlemen?
Oh.
Saturday night?
The 9th at 10 p.m.
January 9th.
Of 2016.
I'll be there. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I loved your show last year. I didn't get a shirt. I should have bought a t-shirt. I felt bad. It was a very awkward, silent moment where you just had a merchandise person walk out into the crowd and start to offer t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of the Micah Project. No explanation.
We tried to have them sell the shirts as if they didn't want to sell them.
Right.
And so they just kind of walked around and ignored people. And
well, they also made it very awkward.
Yeah.
They made people in the audience go, and then it was confusing because we kind of wanted to see what would happen if we did sell someone. I think, how many shirts did you end up selling?
I think in the course of that show, I think we sold like five shirts that show.
That particular show, yes.
Yeah.
And then we did a run of shows. And sold. Well, we sold a whole bunch, didn't we?
Yeah, probably close to maybe even a dozen.
Yeah.
I just realized I should just sell shirts. I should just stop in the middle of my. I have shirts. They say keep it in your head. Why did I name my show that? I named my show Stupid Stuff. You should keep stupid stuff in your head. We don't need to hear it. We don't. We don't need to hear all of it. Like, it can stay. Exactly.
I think it's good to share.
Sometimes. Depends.
Yeah, it really does depend.
Exactly.
It really does depend.
Right. I'm doing silly stuff. Silly stuff and stupid stuff are two different things.
Yes.
By my definition. By my judging. What is so you're on Saturday night. What time is the show for you at Sketchfest on January 9th?
We are at 10 p.m.
You're at 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then are you hanging out for Sketchubator?
Yeah, we usually do.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be there. I don't know if we get to perform in the first weekend or not. Are you guys doing Sketchubator this year?
Performing in it or not?
I'll just be watching.
I signed up, but I don't know if it's going to be this weekend or next. So,
I get nervous performing for other performers. That's, to me, like, that's daunting.
Yeah, can we explain what Sketchubator is? Is that when you guys do a show for each other?
For ourselves.
Got it.
Yep.
This is on the air?
Yeah, we're on the show.
this is Secret Society.
I don't know what Sketchubator is.
No, I think Brian talked about it when he was here last time. Yes, he did. So it is an industry sort of event, and everyone hangs out. Last time, and I can't say the name of the group, But it's yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Were you there
from
for that?
New York?
There was teabagging, I believe, was one of the things that happened on the stage.
Yeah. Oh, I think I missed that one.
You did, because if it doesn't pop in your mind.
Well, I work with them every year. They're always in my space because I stage manage.
Because they won't get away from you. Why are you in my space?
Most amazing people. Mm-hmm. They're the kindest.
So
they're
nice.
So nice. They're great to work with.
Because they let it all hang out.
They do.
That's just all out there.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes, they do. Kelly, have you seen them?
Yes. Actually, I think Joe stayed at my apartment one year.
Oh, yeah.
He crashed with me and Chad.
How was that? Was he dressed the entire time?
You know, I had to work in the morning. But I don't know what happened when I left.
Always good to leave first. Yeah. Always good to leave first. Mm-hmm.
Fudged. That is the safe name.
That's a safe name?
That's their safe name, yes.
Yes. Yeah, well, their title ends with a T, so that was very clever. It's totally hard to understand what that word they're going for. What is the name of your show, Vicky?
It's a Vicky Kuhn solo experiment.
Excellent.
Yeah. Which really isn't an experiment anymore.
No.
This is like the fifth year.
Yeah,
I've
you've
done
been doing this for a while.
But I used to have a group, and everybody got old and married and moved away. And I was like, well, I'm going to just keep doing stuff alone.
That works.
So, yeah, no, it seemed to be, you know, it seems to go pretty well. I don't, my parents like it. I don't know. They show up all the time.
That's great.
2 tickets sold.
Ta-da. Well, buy more tickets for all of our shows. Go to stage773.com for tickets and information. Kelly, the name of your show?
Is Lonely, Flirty, Weird.
Aww.
We have all in this room, except for you, Patty, and Craig, we have all known each other for upwards of 12 to 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long time. Sketchfest that amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Performed.
Have you had an experience where someone's crashed and burned at Sketchfest? I mean, because I saw a couple shows last year. And Craig's like, are you? Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
I'm also laughing because they just said that they've known each other for so long. No one really seemed happy about that. They were like, we've known these guys.
There's an unspoken agreement among us.
That's what I should name my show, is You Again.
Right.
Or Now What. Next year the show's called Now What. Yes. Yeah, he's right. I mean,
No, we're excited. Actually, we're super excited to be in the same room together. When the guys came into the green room, I don't think I've seen them dance as much.
Does my show make you dance?
They had a lot of... No, they were just so excited.
We're just excited to see them.
Sitting in the green room.
Like, we were greeted with a dance. Like, you know, that's a good friend.
I know, right. Yeah, we're like, oh, we're tired. We have to work in the morning. And then Tim's like, hey. And he's like dancing and his arms are flailing.
So much better than excitement, Pete. It's just so much better. It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no stress behind it.
No.
Stress-free,
silent P.
I do feel like having people call in and have Micah say things again.
I like saying things.
I am taking your playlist. What music do you think I should play during my pre-show, my house music? 312-981-7200. I'll tell you what is usually on the list. It's usually like Selena. I've got a little Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb. It's usually
nice.
Little, I also... it's true. I usually have a little bit of Indigo Girls, so a little lesbian music going. A little Melissa Etheridge. Yeah, absolutely Galileo. Yeah.
I saw them in Portland at a zoo.
Just hanging out?
Full stop. Done.
Were they performing or they were
Oh,
just
no,
at
they
the
performed.
Zoo? Okay.
Yeah, they
at
performed.
The zoo?
At yep.
the
zoo?
For the lions?
No, for for the lions and the peacocks.
Were they in one of the cages?
They
inappropriate.
No.
Inappropriate.
They're the only musicians I've ever stood in line for an autograph are Indigo Girls. I wore overalls and combat boots because I felt like I wanted to blend.
I get you. I get you.
Yeah.
You can tell by the things I'm wearing.
I'm a fan of your music. The flannels in my Jeep.
I haven't shaved in a while.
I don't know what's happening anymore. Hold on a second. Are you all staying? Can you all stay?
Well, yeah.
Play some more?
Sure.
We'll just hang out. Yeah.
All right. So,
Patty, I was told there'd be donuts. Was I incorrect?
You were incorrect. I apologize. Sunday, there'll be donuts on Sunday.
I'll be back.
All right, then. No, at the Stage 773, fortunately, so if you want to go see our shows.
Okay.
Now I feel like I have to have donuts for the audience. I really kind of thrown that out to you.
No. Just donuts for the performers and people you know.
That's still a lot of people. There's so many people.
There was a great group that did Blackout Broadcast years ago, did that. They they had two sets for their 40-minute set that were 15 minutes each. So they took a 5-minute intermission and were just like, we got donuts for everybody. And people were like, seriously, we got donuts for everybody. So come and get some.
312-981-7200. What donut shop should I get donuts from the show on? I'm definitely bringing donuts for Kelly. I mean, that has to happen. Now I feel bad because I've ruined.
Kelly gets. I don't even get donuts.
So you're getting donuts.
That's fine.
You get the donuts intended for Kelly that she's going to share with everybody.
Oh,
see?
All right. Yes. Well, I'll pass them up because I'm like, those are too many points. And then I'll secretly eat them.
Oh, man. 312-981-7200. Help me out with my playlist. Otherwise, it's going to be all Indigo Girls. Girls and Selena. Okay, sorry. hold.
Really are.
Hold on. No one's mic's on.
Their harmonies are amazing.
They're so good.
It's so effortless. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Closer to Fine. I'm requesting Closer to Fine next.
Oh,
cool.
Great one.
Yeah, that's two of my favorites. 312-981-7200. Please help me out with my playlist. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of Galileo, a lot of Indigo Girls.
Cindy Lauper.
I have Girls Want to Have Fun is on my list. Right. Adele's Someone Like You. I have a lot of women.
I was going to say, are you shooting for all women?
No.
Cause
but
you
then do
that.
Rod Stewart's Someone Like You.
Oh, I like that.
Mm. And then a little Cyndi Lauper True Colors. Yeah. And then Phil that. Collins True Colors. Yeah. You can do them all.
See what I have here. I have, let's see, I'm trying to look at my list. Oh, I don't have a very good collection. Gaelic Storm. I have a little bit of Kiss Me, I'm Irish.
Oh.
So, I always go with a little bit of Nelly, Hot in Her.
Yeah.
It's almost always in one of my shows.
Yeah.
It makes people dance. I'm sorry.
It's hot in there.
Yeah.
It does. Do you guys have pre-show music? House music?
No, not usually.
No.
And any music that we have during our show is always created by us.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that.
We talked about putting together house music for pre-show music and like purposely choosing a bunch of songs that we thought would be helpful to set the mood,
mm-hmm.
but we couldn't agree on if we wanted people to be thoroughly confused. So like playing.
Would it be really nice to make the audience sit there for 10 to 15 minutes?
In total silence.
Yeah.
Or with just a steady tone in the background or like.
Like a hang up sound?
Yeah.
Like the sound of a phone. Wait, I have to find some more sounds for everybody. Maybe you could do a little bit of. Oh, you know what, Kelly? I don't know if this might not be what you're looking for.
A big ding dong.
No.
Oh. Actually, thank you.
That sounded about right.
Yeah. I did say anything.
I don't know. I have, hold on a second. That's more from a Tim and Micah kind of a situation.
Yeah.
It's a little, get under your desk, you know, the bombs are falling, that kind of thing.
But it would just stay up at that highest, most ear-splitting tone.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
For 10 to 15 minutes.
I think that you should do that.
Pretty sure. And we walk in and be like, nothing's wrong. It's fine.
But everybody, by the beginning of the show, would be just stressed out.
And then we do our kitten.
Under their seats.
Our kitten dance.
And then they'd be like, are we going to hear this next?
Welcome.
We're going back into the past. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the past.
Hi, the past. When you hear that sound, turn the page.
Welcome to the future.
Oh, I'm sorry. It keeps going.
You keep going.
No, it's that long.
Stop the glissandos, please.
It's a technical term.
Oh. Let him in here.
Name that breed.
Okay, I'll stop pushing.
Or buttons. Name that filter that they put to make the dog sound with that kind of reverb.
That was a coffee filter, right?
Yeah. Well done.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Still tech. Lights on, lights off. Right. She's gonna have it painted on her forearms.
That's how I do, guys. They know me.
That's great.
It's so fun to watch Vicky play.
Do you tell the audience that that's what's happening?
No.
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 Why?
I mean, why tell
that's,
them?
Now right. I feel bad that we've told our listeners.
It's okay.
You have to go hang out with us on Sunday night, everybody. 312-981-7200 for my playlist for pre-show music. And then you can, you know what? Then you show up, you can hear the music that you chose. It will be playing on that playlist. And then you stick around for my... Yes, Craig?
A quick text message from the 480. Can Micah say hobnob?
I guess it's...
See? Yes, our listeners know this game.
Yes, I can.
if you were properly introduced.
I think I would have to be properly introduced.
Welcome once again. Go ahead. I believe that...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the wonderful Tim and Micah Project. This is just too much. This is now another wonderful episode of Micah Says Things. Micah's going to say the word... Hobnob. Micah?
Hobnob.
Well, that's all the time we have for another episode of Tim and Micah.
Thank you so much for indulging. I love that we have listeners.
What was that?
Listeners like to hear Micah say stuff.
And to me, the entire fun of that bit is Tim introducing it in a different radio voice every time.
Oh, so it's always different. It's not.
There's the hardcore right-wing gun owner. There's the Christian. There's the NPR host.
There's the at-home baking enthusiast.
Ooh.
There's the morning zoo host. What else have I done?
What kind of host am I? I don't know where I fall into that that genre of host. Craig, we haven't decided yet. Everyone, we have meetings about it. Who is she?
You are a highly rated host.
Oh,
how do we? Yeah. Do you hate that? How do we market you? Do you get that a lot or
no? They don't worry about that. No.
Oh, great.
I don't think they do. They're like, we'll just see who shows up.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
See if they stick around for this. I don't know. We're trying to figure it all out. Saturday night, Tim and Micah, the Tim and Micah Project.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide whose name goes first?
We were talking about this.
It actually sounds better with his name first.
Otherwise, it sounds like you've made a mistake. We go Micah and Tim.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Micah and Tim.
Yeah.
Micah y Tim.
Micah y Tim Proyecto.
Proyecto. Ooh. Isn't it Proyecto? Oh,
is it?
That's
not right. I think you guys
are making
it up.
Esmeralda? We need judgment.
Yeah, it's a what? Silent. Proyecto.
I thought so. Yes. Esmeralda. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Well, last night we had Hector and Paco on, the janitors who took over the radio station last night.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. We had Lepe TV. Yeah, Miguel and Rich were here from the Spick and Tan were here last night.
Oh, yeah, yes. Miguel Lepe.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel is great.
Oh, so much fun. Every night we're celebrating Sketchfest because it is the world's largest Sketchfest. Yeah,
you are such an awesome friend to it as well, so thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I decided, I was like, can I come play too? That's not why I became a friend. It wasn't like, can I also do something? Well, and here's why. I'll explain this. So stand-up comedy, when people come out to a club, it's a two-drink minimum. There's an expectation of joke, 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 joke. And I like to do something a little more theatrical. I talk about my son, Declan, in this performance. There will be a little bit of, it's called stupid stuff because of all the stupid things that people get angry about. And what really matters are the people that you love. That's what the show's about.
Nice.
Boom. Done.
That's great. Wow. Look at that. She's got a plan.
Our show has some, we wear turtlenecks. Our show.
Yes.
And you guys look good in them. Mm-hmm. I can't pull off the turtleneck.
Well, the reason I'm coming out to Boogie Shoes is I have a pair of glittery gold 5-inch platform heels that have taffeta ribbons on them.
Oh.
And I open and close a show about my stupid shoes.
Wow. Yeah. Are you going to wear them the whole time?
I haven't decided that yet. That's a commitment I haven't. I have performed in them many times.
Wow.
But there is a balancing act. I can't lean too far back.
Step back to the wall.
It's a lot of leaning forward. It's like walking a high wire. I don't want to make a mess before your show. Vicky will be performing at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
It's all right.
The Vicky Experiment.
Right. I do have a janitor character that just cleans.
Oh. What, like a push mop?
What theater are y'all in?
We're in the cab.
All three of you are in the cab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're that's 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of excited. Thank you, Brian Posen, for organizing this.
Yeah.
It's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Like a package.
It's like he has a plan for things. Nice. Like he tied together this huge... spectacle of sketch.
Yeah,
I want it to be that's the name of the thing next year. It's called Spectacle of Sketch.
Posen, the name has been changed. Spectacle of Sketch.
After 15 years, it's time for...
It's time for a little freshening up.
Yeah.
Sketchfest starts on Thursday night at Stage 773. You can't miss all the sort of like celebrating it. There was a bus that went down Fullerton Avenue on the whole side of it. Sketchfest.
Sketchfest, yeah. It's so cool to see.
It is. It's very exciting. Now, do you know if it's better to just go to the, not just, but go to the website? Or, I'm guessing there are a lot of people that want to call the theater and get tickets for that as well. So I'll pull up the information and make sure that everybody has it when we come back. We are hanging out with Vicky and Kelly and Tim and Micah. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's 720 W. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Oh, boy. Guess who just signed up to stay here till the end of the show? I think everyone in the studio just stayed here, decided they're staying until 2 a.m. They all are here for the dance party. We have an end-of-show dance party, Vicky.
Ooh,
you just signed
I
up
like
for that.
I like the sound of that.
Do you have a day job?
I do.
What time do you have to get up in the morning?
In
a couple hours?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll make it up to you. I will. What do you like to eat? I'll bring Kelly some donuts. I'll bring you something.
Yeah, I have to think about that because steak is really hard to transport.
Yeah, but there's
at the right temperature. I can just,
you know what? We have friends at Philly's Best. Maybe I'll have some cheesesteak sandwiches.
That's pretty good.
Smokes. I'm sponsoring our show for Sunday. I have to find donuts for who can we call? What, do we have any bakers?
We do. We have a couple bakers we could reach. By the way, that song, that conga song, is for your playlist.
Oh, thank
Trucker
you,
Dave.
Oh. Thank you, Trucker Dave. All it's right. in.
That
Done.
That was a good suggestion, yeah. Trucker right. Dave.
Yeah. Trucker Dave.
Trucker Dave. Trucker Dave. Come on, baby. Feel it. What is it? Is
it's conga.
It's conga. Just conga?
Right? Gloria okay.
Estefan.
Gloria. That's, see?
Estefan.
And he knows me. Ooh. That's good. Gloria Estefan. Thank you very much.
Quick, another text from the 773. Patty, you are in rare form tonight. Capital L-O-L.
Aww.
Yes.
Thank you.
Loving it. Also, can Micah say tutelage?
Oh, first of all, I think that deserves an introduction.
Hello, this is Philip, and of course you know me. Welcome to Lacrosse Sticks, where I talk about word puzzles and the sport of lacrosse. Today we have a very special guest. It's Micah Philbrook with Micah Says Things. Micah, if you could please say the wonderful word, tutelage.
Tutelage.
That's T-U-T-E-L-A-G-E. It's an eight-letter word you may find in a word puzzle. Good evening from Lacrosse Sticks.
Wow,
well
that was amazing.
Done. That was fantastic. Hold on, let me see if I don't think lacrosse. No, that's not appropriate.
That is always appropriate.
Oh, are these just unlabeled sound effects?
What does this one do? What does that one do?
No, these are labeled. Labeled.
Is this air horn? Can you hear me cough?
No.
No.
You know, that was good. It really, that cough button.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Clean up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just my handy bag.
I am not allowed to have any more toys. You know, we should have them. You know what we've never thought about is having, now that I am in love with this group, I think that we need to have them come back sometime for What's in the Box. Or,
what is that?
What's this, what is this game you're speaking
about? Oh, you know what? I guess we have to go ahead and play What's in the Box.
Huh? What's in the Box?
Green Dolphin. I didn't know Green Dolphin was going to be on the
Sometimes
radio.
Sometimes the Green Dolphin shows up when you least expect it.
All right. You need two contestants on the line because I might bring them back. When they're here right now, we can play What's in the Box. 312-981-7200. I need to ask Brian Posen if I can have comp tickets to give away to people. I haven't asked him, so I can't give those. Does anyone have his text? Do you have his
I'll text him right now.
Ask if I can give away a pair of comps to Stage 77. I think so. We gave some away last year, didn't we?
I'm sure he would be
But let's
cool
not assume. Let's assume nothing.
Not assume.
But we have a Lou Malnati's, a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's and a gift card to Apt Electronics for two listeners who call in and play. Not You get one. The winner picks which one they want. We're going to play What's in the Box. What day is today? Tuesday? It feels so weird to play What's in the Box on a Tuesday. So we need two contestants. We can start now. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 because I have a little bit of a crush on all of my guests right now. So I get guest crushes on all of them as a collective group. I mean, individually they're lovely, but as a group, it's just way too much fun. So 312-981-7200, and I'll explain to you, since this is your first, you, I don't have to wait till the listeners who haven't played before. I shop a lot online on various websites, in particular Amazon, and everything, no matter what you buy, it all comes in the same box, same cardboard, smiley box. Sometimes there's a plastic envelope, but usually it's in a box. And I don't know if I can tell this story. I'll tell everybody off the air, and then I'll decide if it's appropriate for air some other time. But you can buy anything. You can buy Legos toys.
Yeah.
You can buy a flashlight. You could buy something that's shaped like a flashlight and does more fun things. So
Let's get deeper.
Well, that could happen too. Yeah. On that. So, as it turns out, people write reviews for everything. Of course. By the way, what we discovered is that gummy bear reviews, for some reason, are very strange. Yes,
the diet sugarless ones.
Yeah. Yes,
the sugarless gummy bears.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is.
I started making a list of the like hilarious Amazon reviews for my friend to read for his podcast. I was like, "Can you just read these for me?
Just read these out loud."
Yeah, he hasn't started the podcast, but I have started the list. So,
is it all gummy bear reviews?
Well, that's what triggered it.
Yes.
And then
so you started looking at
it. Yeah.
Well, what I found, I was intrigued by the fact that so many people will write reviews for adult toys, and they're very honest about it. Like very, very matter of fact. Some of them are much more detailed. Some of them go into anatomy and all different types of things. And what struck us is that people also write reviews for appliances. You know, whether it's your hand mixer, your blender, and your toaster. And sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. Yeah. So
I love it.
So okay. I'm going to have you read reviews for our listeners, and our listeners have to figure out. They will tell us if they think it's an appliance or a toy. Will you pass this review over to Micah, please? Because we're doing it in the middle of the show. This one's for you. So this song is Little Boxes. What language is this in, by the way, Craig?
Sounds like Portuguese.
I think that's Portuguese, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's one for you, Kelly.
It's by a band called Kinky.
Oh, that's actually quite perfect.
Was that mm-hmm. their version of...
Little Boxes, the Weeds theme song?
Yeah.
Exactly yep. correct, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it from Weeds. I knew it from... my very hippie English teacher who used to play it for us.
Oh.
Be like, this is what America's about. I'm like, great.
All right. The show Weeds?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. Right?
All right, y'all. The show is what America's about.
Will you pass this over to Micah, please?
I will.
So we have two listeners on the line. First, we have Sandy, who is called in to play What's in the Box. Hi, Sandy.
Hello. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
No.
Did you hear my explanation of it? These are reviews from websites where you can buy all kinds of items for your home and or other places. But
give it a try.
Excellent. Our guests are going to read a review, and your task, as you have chosen to take on, is to one second. Let me get Beverly. Beverly, did you hear my instructions for the game?
Yes.
Excellent. So you have to guess if the review is for an appliance or a toy. Sound good?
Yes.
Excellent. So we're going to start with Micah. Micah will be reading for Sandy.
Do you have a preference of which one I read here?
No. Whichever one?
No.
All right. Thank you, Sandy, for being so honest.
Yes, exactly.
Sandy, here it is. Good luck. I hope your dreams come true. I went to hit what I thought was the power button, and nothing happened. You just actually have to hit the up buttons to get it on. You just hit the down button to turn it off. That's it, Sandy. What do you think? Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
Okay. I went to hit what I thought was the power button and nothing happened. You just actually have to hit the up buttons to get it on. You just hit the down button to turn it off. What do you think?
You just have to hit the...
Yeah,
hit up button to turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sandy, you just got to guess if it's an adult toy or a regular appliance.
What do you think?
An adult toy.
You're right, Sandy. That was an adult toy. Good job.
Bravo, Sandy.
Great job.
I know. It's awfully intricate, isn't it? You hate to be confused in that situation.
Yeah. I'm glad someone wrote a review so we know. Pay it forward.
I know. Isn't that nice? It's helpful. Yeah. It's a helpful
That's how the
review.
Online marketplace works. You mm-hmm. have to review things.
Exactly. For Beverly, we are going to have Vicky read first.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Not as sturdy as I thought it would be.
That's it. Wow. That's very succinct. Yes, to the point. It's a what?
A toy.
Oh, it's an appliance.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So Sandy has taken the lead with 1-0. Tim, will you please read for Sandy?
Oh, of course I will. Cheap motor.
That's it.
That's it. It is a two-word review. I'll do it one more time. Cheap motor.
What do you think, Sandy?
What do I think?
Yes. Do you think it's a toy or an appliance?
Come on, Sandy.
An appliance.
You nailed it, Sandy. Yes. Nice.
Excellent. Sandy has the lead 2-0. Kelly, will you please read for Beverly?
Love, love, love this. Quiet and smooth. Great value for the price. Would you like that again?
I would.
Yes.
All right. Love, love, love this. Quiet and smooth. Great value for the price.
Could you do it slower? I'm not getting all of it.
What do you think, Beverly?
A toy.
You got it.
Yay.
Yes, Beverly. Bringing it back for those of us named Beverly.
On the board. All right. Micah, will you please read for Sandy?
I would love to.
Excellent.
Sandy.
Okay.
Here we go, Sandy. Sorry, false start. I honestly was not a huge fan of the turn the wheel type activation. I found it very easy to turn this product off by accident.
That can be disappointing.
What do you think? What do you think?
What do you think, Sandy?
A toy or appliance?
Yes. Yeah.
Appliance.
It was a toy.
Ooh.
It was a toy.
Ruined your streak there, Sandy.
Okay. Yes. All right, Beverly, Vicky's going to read for you.
All right, Beverly, here we go. I don't know what to say about this product other than I liked it. I didn't love it.
Oh.
Ooh, toy or appliance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ooh, it's tough. Do you want it
one more time?
Of course.
Of course.
I don't know what to say about this product other than I liked it. I didn't love it.
A toy.
You got it.
Hey!
Yes.
Tying it up. Ooh. All right. Sandy could win here. She could win. Tim, will you please read for Sandy?
Of course I can. Not all that great. Not sure why brush at top is there.
A toy or appliance?
Yes.
Yep.
A toy.
Sandy.
I don't know why it was a brush. Sandy, you have won. You've both won, but Sandy, you have a choice of your whether it's an Apt Electronics gift card or a Lee Malnati's gift certificate for pizza. Or whatever you like. They have salads. They have pasta. They have locations in the Chicagoland area. And yes.
What was that?
Craig will give you a choice of a gift card off the air, and he'll get your information so that you can choose between an Apt Electronics gift card or Lou Malnati's. Do we have a break before the news? No, we don't. You know what? It's time. We'll figure something else out to do after that. Do you want to play again? Kelly's like, yes. 312-981-7200. We'll take 2 more callers to play What's in the Box with our guests, Tim, Micah, Kelly, and Vicky, all performing at Stage 773 for Sketchfest. Yes, were you going to say something, Micah?
I was going to say, what's in the box?
Ooh.
I like the way you say that.
What's in the box?
I'm sorry. I gotta go ahead and just start the show again, because otherwise I'm gonna stand here and sing Indigo party. Girls. Did we get more songs for my playlist? No more songs. All right. 312-981-7200. We need a. Otherwise, we'll just read reviews to Chris. I think we're gonna do a round with our listener Chris, because that's who we have on the line. Hi, Chris. How are you doing? You're a winner either way right now, Chris.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent. Hey, Chris, I have a question for you, though, and I haven't mentioned this before in the show. I meant to. Are you planning to do the Fight for Air Climb with us?
No, unfortunately, I can't.
All right. I just want to let people know that registration for the Fight for Air Climb is they have a discount right now. So if you register before this weekend, I have to find out all the information. But stay tuned for more information about the Fight for Air Climb with the American Lung Association. I'll be climbing four towers. I climbed all four of them last year. It is like over 2,000. Why are you shaking your head at me, Micah?
It's a lot of climbing.
It is. It's excellent, though. It's a lot of fun. They're very small stairs.
Yeah.
Like, they are.
Do you trip on them?
If you try to
person trip.
Right, because it's sort of an illusion, right? But only if you try to run them. If you just walk them, it's fine.
You mean the rise is small?
Yes.
Or the
Thank you.
Step.
No, the rise is shorter.
Yeah.
In the Sears Tower, there are much higher rises and longer flights of stairs. Yeah. So I found that to be more challenging than the presidential towers.
Sure.
It's 45 floors each in four towers. So you end up doing 180 floors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know that because I... It's fantastic.
I had to do a evacuation drill in a building I used to work. The
Aeon?
Used to be the Standard Oil building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Aeon building. I went down 20 floors.
Yes.
And I was, people passed out. People vomited. People
from
were
going
just.
Down the
I was
stairs?
Getting like vertigo. Yeah, you just
going down?
You get this. Your brain, it almost forgets after five flights of stairs. Like. Are you sure that it's one step? Are you sure? You're sure it's not two?
Oh, and you Craig, start did you ever have that when we were doing the stair? Because I kind of corralled a lot of people to get into the stairwell with me here. We would do 26 floors.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm going down it was.
I feel like my trick was the bringing pizza with.
He brought pizza.
Yeah. That was a good move. And by the way, for anyone not enticed yet, we will have a pizza table halfway up the flight of stairs.
Oh, so you can't eat it on the stairs?
Yeah, we're going
to
have
to eat it as you go.
Oh, if you want to.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, the early bird registration. To join the Fight for Air Climb will end on the 8th. So if you sign up now, the fee is only $15. And let me see where the information is. So you can go, it's the American Lung Association, and the Fight for Air Climb is on March 6th. You can go to, hold on, let me make sure I've got all the information here. It's $15 before January 8th, $25 until March 1st, and then $45 until the event day. 89 cents of every dollar raised goes directly to education, research, and advancing the most unique, this is the most unique fundraising event for the Lung Association. So you can, let me find the, Craig, I'm having trouble finding the website for people to get go to 1-800, you can call 1-800-LUNG-USA for information about if you have questions about lung cancer, asthma, allergies, emphysema, smoking cessation.
The website is action.lung.org.
Thank you. And this is presented by the United Healthcare and this is going to be at the Presidential Towers. So I'm very excited to be participating in this again, and thank you to Doghouse CrossFit for helping me stay in shape and get ready for this year. So we have two contestants on the line who are ready to go and play What's in the Box. Chris, have you heard us play What's in the Box?
Yes, I have.
And you're not doing the Fight for Air Climb. I apologize for hijacking this moment to make sure people know about that. And I'm going to make sure you stay on the line. Hey, Mark, are you ready to play What's in the Box?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And you know the rules? You know, well, not the rules, not really rules. Just don't get anything wrong. Or else I don't know what happens to you. All right. So we're going to have this time we're going to have Kelly go first. Kelly, will you please read for Chris?
Yes. Nothing to write home about, but okay.
Oh, why would you write home about? Oh, we don't know what it is. Chris, do you think it's a toy or an appliance?
Oh, yes, toy.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, why would you write home about that?
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you have a close relationship with your parents, and they,
it's ridiculous.
They just need to know,
and you need some
they just
financing
really like,
for the batteries.
They like mail,
mother,
like
mail. Mother, father. I found it.
I need an upgrade.
I had to write home.
It was only okay.
All right, Chris is is ahead by one. For Mark, we're going to have Tim read.
Works great. I have worn out a couple of others before, but this one is showing no signs of problems.
You'll have to go toy on that one.
Sorry, it's an appliance.
Oh, my.
Oh,
I know. I know. Vicky, will you please read for Chris?
Of course.
He's up by one.
All right, Chris. Let's get on the same wavelength here. Absolutely hate it. The speed adjuster goes the wrong direction. Difficult to use.
Oh, that is frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm going to go appliance on that.
You got it, Chris.
Are you watching WGNRadio.com? Can you read these over our shoulders? What's happening? All right, we're going to have Micah read for Mark.
Oh. Good product. Heats up really fast and well. Keeps everything tame, which is good.
Oh, jeez. Appliance?
You are right.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, all right.
Excellent.
Good one. Good
yes.
one.
Mm-hmm. Well done all around. Difficult. Kelly, you're going to be reading for Chris. Now, we're going to first of three, so Chris could actually win on this one, just all so right, everyone knows. Yes.
All right, Chris.
First use was amazing, but the second time I attempted to use it, it shorted out completely. Pity.
I'm going to go toy on that.
Oh, don't sound so sad. It is a toy.
Hey! Yeah. Congratulations, Chris and Mark. Chris, you have won, and you have a choice of an Apt Electronics gift card or a Lou Malnati's pizza. And Mark, you get whatever's left over, but so you both win. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing What's in the Box. So that's my little game that we have.
That's a fun game.
I love this.
Can I just say this one because it's fun?
Yeah, read any of them you want.
It broke without even using it, terrible. That's it. And actually, it doesn't say what it is.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's a toy. It sounds like a toy. Oh, yeah. It's a mystery item. Terrible. I apologize for that. Let me see. There was one that I set aside that I was going to tell you is my. There's one that says, this arrived with crumbs in the tray. Very disappointed. That's
toy.
That's my toy.
I was thinking appliance. It was probably a toaster.
It's a sex tray.
Oh, a sex tray.
It's my tiebreaker. I just like if we're going round and round too long, I'm like, just read this one.
Yes. Oh, kind of like September 9th is a tiebreaker of dates.
What?
99?
I'll have to explain it. Yeah, I'll 99. Explain it. I'll explain it off air.
99. All right. Oh, you know what? I have things explained to you off the air, too. Micah, are you taking leave of us?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to take leave.
We dance in a moment. Like, big dance. You can walk out during the dance.
We dance in a moment.
You can't dance before that. No dancing.
No dancing.
Yes.
I'm going away with Micah, by the way.
Oh.
We're going to go to Cabo.
Oh, what?
Yes. This is the way he said I'm going away with Micah.
Quick,
I'm
congratulations.
True.
Quick exit. Thanks. Have you ever been here for what for the end of the show, what we meant to get to?
No.
All right, so you know what? Hold on one second. As Craig says goodbye to Mark, I'll have him cue up the music so you can hear it a little bit, and then you can leave during that. Or how long is my break? I only have two. Can you wait 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
More after this sure. on 720 WGN. Let's make them dance.
Let me say Happy New Year to Governor Rauner. It's ridiculous you don't have a budget. When are you sitting down again, and when are the grown-ups going to actually get something done?
The Speaker.
You're kidding. All this build-up for our guests. I kept Tim and Micah for a few extra minutes, and we don't even have what we meant to get to. How's that pop? Is it me? Did I do something wrong?
No. So I use iTunes to play our music, and I'm clicking it, and I'm
that
hitting
is
the play.
So, that's never in
yeah,
the
Yeah, this is literally never happened.
That has never happened
on
the
first time we've entered a dead air.
Do you need me to sing it?
Yeah,
could you say, Esmeralda, could you please sing what we meant to get to?
We didn't have time for it. Okay, we didn't have time to talk about it.
It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go.
This is the end of the show.
Do-si-do.
We didn't have time to, what is it? And then in the rain of Peru.
Yeah, there's something about Peru. Wow, they're going after it.
This is
really sad. I'm actually kind of sad. I mean, not the dancing. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
They are.
That works either way.
Yeah. All right, I should probably let Tim and Micah go. But I hope you can find it before they even.
Yeah, at some point this is going to play.
No, it's not.
I feel like it will.
That was the most anticlimactic moment for Tim and Micah. The audience knows what's supposed to happen, or at least a lot of them do. But thank you so much for indulging us. Yeah, you can try and wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. Yes?
Thank you for having us be here.
Yeah, yes. This is always such a fun time.
Yeah.
This was great.
Oh, yeah. We love it. You are always fun. You're always welcome, by the way, Kelly and Vicky now on the list of people.
You're on the list.
And Tim and Micah, you know, anytime, just text us, email us, and say, hey, we've got something going on. Love to come hang out, whatever you want.
That would be great.
We'll do that coming up in the spring. We'll have a run probably.
That's exactly what they did last time. And then they did a bedtime news story. It was all very wonderful.
We love those. Yeah.
Tim and Micah, the Tim and Micah Project will be on Saturday night at Stage 773. They're 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Go to stage773.com for tickets and information. The entire schedule is there, but they will be at 10 p.m. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us.
We can't find, he can't get the song. That is the weirdest thing I've ever
Craig, seen. Even though you failed us, thank you for having us.
And thank you for singing, Craig and Esmeralda. That was awesome.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, I love that singing.
That was, and I have video of Silent dancing. Me just laughing in the background. I may have to post it without any sound at all because it was quite
no
surreal. Yeah, you guys are, you're good to go. Yeah, I know that that Micah needed to run, so
I have to get my beauty sleep.
Yes, please.
He's so attractive.
He is adorable. You both are.
Yeah,
be
wait,
safe,
what
gentlemen.
Do you guys have to get up? Like 10?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to be up by 10 in the morning.
I know. Vicky's like, I'm getting up in 20 minutes.
Yeah, Kelly and I both have to work in the morning.
Bye, guys. Hey guys. Thank you. And Vicky is performing at Stage 773 at 6 p.m. right after my show, which is at 5 p.m. at the Cabaret at Stage 773. And then at 7 p.m. is Kelly's show.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm very excited.
1, 2, 3.
It's very cool. What didn't we, President Obama making an executive, announcing that he's going to make an executive order for stricter gun, not gun control. I mean, people get so nervous, I guess. Other people were very emotionally excited about that today on Facebook. Some people were very upset that he's trying to close some of the loopholes selling guns at gun shows. And for those who, and one of the ones that jumped out at me, and I don't know how much you guys, Vicky and Kelly, you're allowed to join. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, but. You know, situations where like maybe someone has filed a domestic violence a report, you know, maybe that person shouldn't have a gun right away because there are situations that arise that are violent and end tragically. What else was in the news? We already talked about Brian Urlacher, so we covered that.
His hair. It's interesting.
I saw a photo.
I did too.
We meant to get to the song. I'm still sad about this.
I know. We had to let Tim and Micah go.
Yeah, I know.
It was surreal.
We have a drive, a music drive at the station that wasn't working, I guess, earlier today, and it's not working for Craig.
Oh, no. Was that the Y Drive email that we got?
That is
earlier?
Correct. It is the Y Drive where I store all of our music. We might not have any more music.
Ever?
Well, until Jason makes us new stuff.
Just a Gloria Stefan.
Yeah. It's going to sound like
Indigo
this.
Girls.
It'll just sound like this.
Oh my god, Patty, you just made an amazing point.
What? Oh, what we meant to get to is on my thing. Wait, on my what? Oh!
Oh!
Is this it?
Yeah.
We didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow.
Oh, Craig, this isn't it's not the extended version, so I have to go. Oh. I didn't get that on camera. Oh, that was good. Was that the sledgehammer? What was that last thing you were doing there? Sledgehammer? That was excellent. Thank you, Vicky and Kelly, for indulging us with some dancing. That's the end of the show music. Jason Skaggs has that version, and there's an extended version with more verses.
That was amazing.
And, isn't that
so your was. Little box of noises has stuff, at least.
Pardon me?
I don't know what I just said there.
I don't know if people have been telling you.
The screen
but, yeah.
you play with.
Yeah.
The box that you play with during the show. That is some way to leave a show.
Hold on, how about, okay. What does this one do?
Players, yeah.
The Cupid players. I miss them. They've been busy with Sketchfest.
They have.
Yes, they have. Yes. So we haven't had
Very
them in studio.
Busy. I heard them singing today.
Oh, does it sound good?
Yeah. I mean, it was through a door.
You know, door singing.
I was walking past next door and I heard music. Oh,
there they go again with their singing. Like, do either one of you sing in your sketch, in your performance?
No.
Occasionally.
I'm in Off Broadway as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my character is the only character in that group that does not sing. There's a reason.
There'll be no singing in mine as well. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I'm not a sketch performer.
But I love it so much.
You don't have to sing.
Yeah, it seemed like it when I was studying sketch.
I feel the same way. It
no,
seems
really?
Like yeah,
yes.
It's going that way. But
oh, going.
Yeah, I mean, it is
so,
that way. But
so
I mean,
cute.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm like, oh, what about the old just funny jokes?
Performing and
yeah.
stuff.
I don't sing.
I don't sing either.
It's okay. I'm okay with it.
I did Second City Training Center. Not Second City. Second City, oh, God, improv. I can't remember what the name of it was. It was, we were we're in association with Second City. It was Diane Forsberg, Eric Forsberg, and we were doing our graduation show, and we were doing this big musical number, and I was having trouble tracking where I came in. Craig has actually seen this happen live when we did karaoke. I'm like, I don't know when I sing now. So they started taking lines away from me.
Oh.
So what I did was I was like, okay, I needed to hold on to at least something in that right. sketch. And I started changing my voice to so I felt like I could hide behind something. So it was something like, this chat line's a dive, right? So then the woman that was supposed to come in after me didn't recognize it anymore. So she started missing her cue.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of
like, I nailed it.
Yeah, I was there. I don't know where you were. Yeah. So. Yeah, but I don't, I start itching when I have to
really?
Sing in front of
Do
people.
Do karaoke, though?
No, I did. That was, no. It was on the show. I've karaoke'd maybe 3 times, and it's always
you
I
karaoke
got
karaoke killer. Right?
That's the thing. I like to karaoke, but like I don't have to sound great, you know.
Well, I don't think anybody
can,
sounds.
Like, I can follow
karaoke.
The music. Like I played in band, and I understand that part. It's just like sometimes I'm flat, and I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah,
but at least I can hear that.
Right,
right.
What do you karaoke?
Let's see, 9 to 5.
Oh my, Last that's solid. Fantastic.
Solid.
And, I'm putting that on my playlist. La Conga yeah. and 9 to 5. Little yeah, Dolly man. Parton, done.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with Dolly. That's,
yeah.
9 to 5.
I always did Janis Joplin. That was my karaoke jam. A little piece of my heart.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I love
little
that
Mercedes
one.
Benz.
See, that's nice.
That's all a cappella,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. So. You don't have to, but then I don't have to worry about music.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Then it's just all, and then, like, I have a friend, there's a comic named Mike Lucas who could drum it all on the microphone.
Oh, wow.
Which clubs hated because he would beat the crap out of the microphone. They're like, could you stop denting our microphone?
He's like, no, it's so good.
What, so this is your fifth year doing Sketchfest as a solo performer?
Doing sketch as a solo performer, second at Sketchfest.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Because I did Funny Fest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so your show is at 6, mine is at 5. So 5, 6, and 7. Come see us on Sunday, the 10th. And should people follow you, like, on Twitter and stuff?
I don't usually tweet.
Me neither. Mine's linked to my Instagram.
Yeah,
I take photos.
I have a Twitter because I wanted to see if my name was free. And it was.
That's a good reason.
So I'm like, I need to take
it. It was available.
That. Like, follow me at Vicky Kunz. Like, that's my Twitter because it was free.
And it's
so,
KUNZ?
KUNZ. Yeah.
Follow Vicky on Twitter at Vicky Kunz.
Guys, I'll actually tweet.
There you go.
Hi.
Kelly?
I don't have a Twitter account, but
that's all right.
I do have Instagram. I'm Kelvis04.
Kelvis04.
Mm-hmm,
all right, we'll start following you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And then you said you might do the Fight for Air Climb with me.
Yeah.
I'm registered now, because if you go to the, what was it, the ALA, the website for the registering. If you register before the 8th, it's only $15.
I can do that. That's also
solid.
Elvis's
That's
birthday is the 8th.
So. And you can't
Kelvis
forget that.
Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing you're an Elvis fan.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He's a great guy.